This is Broken to Barbell,
the podcast about three 20-somethings journey through fitness, mental health, and everything in between. Broken to Barbell isn't just our name, it's our mantra.
It's a reminder of where we've been, where we're going, and how a barbell helped us change our lives.
Okay.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Broken to Barbell. This is episode 4. Today we're talking about nutrition, and last month we talked about sobriety, so if you clicked on the wrong file, now's your time to leave. As always, this is Tanner. I don't know if I said my name.
This is Carly. And this is Sam.
And let's dive into nutrition, shall we?
All right.
We're recording today on my parents' front porch in the country, so you might hear some birds and or dogs and or cats in the background, so, or maybe a cow. We'll find out.
So
what's everybody doing right now in their fitness journey or their mental health journey? Oh, there's a truck. Hold on, let it go down the drone. Okay, go.
Okay, so I started with a coach for my prep because I just had to, and I'm on a meal plan and it's very strict, so I'm just trying to get used to eating 6 meals a day versus like 2 to 3, which was what I was eating before. And so
that sounds hard.
It's very hard. It's so much food, and it's like 5 ounces of chicken every meal, so I'm like, it's a lot.
Shit.
Of food. Yeah,
that is a lot.
And like 6.
Do you have to eat breakfast chicken?
No. It's like 6 egg whites and 2 full eggs, and then oatmeal, and then chicken from there on out. So
what?
Yeah.
What just happened? Why are you freaking
Nothing.
Out?
Nothing. So okay, Sam, how are the workouts coming?
It's
a tractor. Hold on. This may be a bad idea.
It's gonna be fun.
Just, I don't know if you can hear it. You probably can't. I don't know. Keep okay. Go ahead, Carly.
So I've been at Sally's now for about a month, doing the powerlifting thing 3 days a week. It's going really well. Last Saturday, I ran the Pirates 5K, and I like went into it telling myself, like, as long as you get done in under an hour, like that's all I was striving for, because I'm actually a very, very slow runner, like probably slower than most walkers. And I ended up finishing it in like 42 minutes. So I'm like, I'm content with that.
Yeah, that's good.
For my first one. And I want to try to incorporate those every Saturday morning. Like yesterday morning, I went on a run with Natalie next to the river, and it came out to be the same as a 5K. So I'm going to try to do that going forward. I mean, obviously I'm not about to take up running marathons or anything.
Yet.
Yeah, but I switched.
You'll get the fever.
I switched nutrition coaches, so I'm just utilizing one of my trainers at Sally's now, so that starts tomorrow, and after we're done with this podcast, I need to go grocery shopping and prep all afternoon for that. But pretty similar to what Sam said, I have to eat 5 meals a day and drink a ton of water, 25 ounces with every meal, so that alone will be a struggle.
Did you find it easier to run that distance when it was like by the bike trail? Like, has most of your running been on trails or outside, or has
most
it all
of my
been
running
on
has been on the hills of Beachview with my dog? Which I don't know if any of you are familiar with Beachview, but it's basically just a giant hill.
In both directions.
It's just like the rolling South Hills, literally, of Pittsburgh is where I live. So, I guess that running on hills has helped, but Natalie runs all the time. So
yeah.
So I was there was a, most of it. I was like, all right, we need to walk, but.
Well,
but we'll get there. Other than that, and other than this new diet, not much is going on with me.
I mean, I always find it so much easier when I'm running at the gym. I like 10 minutes. I don't, and usually I can get like a mile in 10 minutes, and it's like, okay, I'm out. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Because I hate running on a treadmill.
It's so boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I always feel like I'm going to trip, and then I have flashbacks. I wasn't even in the gym class. When we will not mention their name, fell off the treadmill
and slammed into the wall.
Yeah, but every time I'm on the treadmill, I think of that moment. That I
do. You think she listens to the podcast? Something tells me
no. I mean, I run into her sometimes.
Really?
Shout out.
Where?
She lives in Pittsburgh.
Just around.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Anyway.
I know nothing about anybody past graduation day 2009. Okay, so where I'm at with my training, I'm...
Thank you.
Not doing great. I had, like, dodgeball playoffs and volleyball playoffs, and, like, my arm has hurt so bad since then. So I've been trying to be really careful with what I do with my arm and just kind of, like, let it rest. But the fact that it still hurts is, like, okay, I want to go to a physical therapist and see, at least have somebody look at it and tell me, like, hey, dumbass, you need to stretch. Like, so that's what I'm doing training-wise. But I'm still running, and I did, even though my arm hurt, I did the little Spartan training course downtown that my Spartan trainer had set up. And I did it. It's like 3.5 miles and some obstacles and stuff. I did it in 46 minutes.
Nice.
And it was the first time I did it this year. And I had – last year my best time was 42 minutes.
Nice.
So I was like, all right. Yeah, like, really I can good. Handle that. Like,
yeah.
And eating, I've been eating really bad. I started dating somebody new. Just eating all the bad food and drinking a lot.
That comes along with a new relationship.
Yeah. But, I mean, now he's done with finals and stuff, so I'm hoping we can, like, cook at home more often. And then that I can try to find, like, healthy recipes that are good but also aren't going to – oh, my God, I gained weight, too. Like, since I met him, I gained, like, 10 pounds.
Oh, well, we can't tell.
I was like, oh, my God. But, you know, any of that. So, moving on, like, what do you guys eat every day? Like, do you have a standard day kind of food? Or I know we kept food journals. I admittedly did not, but also my days aren't that different usually because of my wonderful desk job life.
Yeah. So I try to stick to the same thing, just because it's easy for me. So, like, I'll start each day with either steel-cut oats or a banana and peanut butter and, like, vanilla protein shake. And then that's if I wake up early in time to do that. Otherwise, I'm, like, running out the door, and then I'll grab something on my way in. But for lunch... I'm, like, all about making everything super easy, which obviously is not always the best thing to do. But I've been making these, like, chicken fajita bowls or beef fajita bowls where I just throw a bunch of vegetables and meat and, like, kale.
In a skillet?
In, like, a Ziploc container. And then I treat it essentially like a Moe's burrito bowl.
Mm.
Only it's obviously way healthier than that.
Yeah.
It sounds delicious.
They are good because you have enough stuff in there. Like, the one I made last week had ground beef, mushrooms, kale, red, yellow, and orange peppers.
Yeah.
And, like, I think a little bit of olive oil. I can't remember if I put anything on it, but I don't put any dressing on it. And then just a pinch of, like, shredded Parmesan cheese as the topping, and it tastes bomb. Oh, and corn and black beans. So I made it like a Mexican thing. It was bomb. So those are super easy to make. So that's, like, one of my go-tos.
I feel like that's easy and good because it's you get to throw in all the stuff.
All the stuff you want, yeah.
Yeah.
Leave out whatever you don't like.
And then also, like, it tastes good, so you're not... It's like, oh, I'm having broccoli and unseasoned chicken.
Yeah. So the thing is...
It's my life.
Yeah.
my thing is for those is I make them nearly every week, and I only switch out what meats I use. So last week, one day, I grabbed one of the ones from the week before. So it was, like, rotten. And I'm like, I thought that I had this week's food, but it was last week. So that was kind of upsetting. So, like, I guess just keep your refrigerator organized and not be an idiot.
I think, are we talking about meal prepping?
We're talking about our food journals.
Yeah, like what we eat for a day.
Well,
what do you eat?
When I was doing macros, I didn't meal prep at all because basically you can fit it into your, like, as long as it fits in your MyFitnessPal and stuff. So I was, like, obviously said before, I was just eating, like, junk food as long as I didn't go over my carbs for the day.
So
I'd eat, like, 5 bags of Funyuns.
Would you enter the stuff in ahead of time? Because, like, my old nutrition coach was like, if you add everything in, because I was just kind of like, guesstimating, like, okay, I can fit this in, I can fit this in.
It depends on, like, if I would, like, prep something or I have something left over. But, like, if I didn't take anything for lunch that day, I'd just put whatever was in the vending machine in for that. But now that I
Kit-Kat.
A lot of Take 5 bars. I love those. But now that I for the last 2 weeks I've been on this, like, actual meal plan, and it's, like, boring, but I don't have to think about it because everything's already, I mean, it's the same stuff, but it's already like done with. I don't have to count calories or macros or anything. I'm just eating the food and then.
Yeah, that's the same with my new one.
Which is really nice. Yeah.
My typical day is like coffee in the morning, and I've been doing, I do it with creamer and like one like Splenda, like not Splenda, sorry, like the pink, what's that?
Sweet and low.
Sweet and low sugar. And that's debatably bad for you. And if I do food, it's like something from the, which is something I need to get better with is eating breakfast. But if I do it, I'll do like a breakfast sandwich from the work cafeteria or like maybe a muffin or like sometimes I'm trying to be healthier. So I've tried to start doing like a piece of fruit. Like I could probably eat more, but
just one strawberry. That's enough.
Just one strawberry. No, it's usually like a pear because I love pears. But lunch, I eat at the work cafeteria and I try to eat something healthy like the chicken dish or something that's not always healthy. Or sometimes I go to Jimmy John's.
Or we sometimes go to Flamers.
And Flamers
and get
in the cafeteria.
Burgers.
Yeah. And then and then dinner lately has been really bad because Corey and I have been going out and getting like food from the bar along with beer. So that's bad. That's something I could be better with. So that's probably been pretty typical for me for the past couple of months.
Yeah, I didn't touch on dinner. Yeah. We did Blue Apron for a while, which was nice because I didn't have to worry about getting groceries together for dinner.
Yeah.
So when we did Blue Apron, the only dinners I had to worry about were Monday and Friday night that I had to come up with on my own. But I canceled Blue Apron, so because of this new diet.
Was it expensive or because of your diet?
No, it was only $60 a week.
A week. I don't know if that's worth it. That's something to think about, though.
It factors out to $10 a meal because you get six meals.
We think $30 a person per week. With how many
for
meals?
Three dinners. It's $10 a dinner because you get three meals for two people.
Okay.
So six total meals.
Something to think about. It's not bad. So, I mean, when I'm trying to eat too, I always try to throw in like I don't do protein shakes or anything, but I always try to do like chicken or beef or something like. And then if I'm trying to be healthy, like I'm trying to follow the 3 ounce rule ish.
Yeah.
Like, but with Spartan training coming up and stuff, I thought about like really upping my protein and trying to gain weight this summer. Like, I know I could lose weight, but I was like, I think I should just do a crap load of chicken and protein shakes and stuff and try to gain weight this summer instead of lose weight. So, what do you guys do when you look for protein?
Well, my plan now, I'm basically eating all my protein. I get a shake in the morning for like a snack, and then I get a shake after my workout. But other than that, I'm just eating all my protein.
Do you have a coach right now?
Yes.
Nutrition coach? Okay.
Yep.
I've never done that. Maybe I can talk to the guy at the gym at work who does the Spartan training because maybe he'll
help you out.
Be able to help me out or something. I don't know if he can. Like, maybe I would have to pay him, but I'll have to check that out. I don't know. What do you do, Carly? Do you drink protein shakes?
Yeah, I drink a lot of protein shakes. Pretty much only vanilla protein. I don't know. I just don't really like chocolate protein.
I like chocolate. I always do chocolate.
I always do banana and peanut butter. It's like my go-to. And then I put chia seeds in it or flax seeds or something, bulk it up. Honestly, I've been putting avocado in my smoothies and it makes them taste like a milkshake.
Really?
Yeah.
I always put a scoop of vanilla ice cream in mine because it like gets rid of the grittiness.
Yeah.
But that probably is a ton of sugar. I don't know how much is in a protein shake to begin with.
Like, don't even get me started on Halo Top. I'll be here all day.
Yeah. Have you had the peanut butter cup? It's amazing.
I had
it the other day and it's the best one.
Does it have high sugar content? Or?
No, it's real low calorie and it has pretty good
protein. Yeah.
Yeah, like 11 grams per serving or something like that.
Yeah.
Halo Top ice cream.
Like Sam and I are constantly.
Local retailer.
Honestly, they're incorporating it into like more common
places.
Coons has it now. Little Coons on Banksville has it.
Interesting.
But yeah, I do protein shakes. Like I try to mix in fruit. It's like an IGA. But yeah, my go-to banana and peanut butter.
And I get like all kinds of weird protein flavors all the time because I'm interested in them. I have birthday cake right now. It has sprinkles in it.
Oh, that sounds really good.
So,
So, Sam, you eat six times a day,
yes.
though? How does Cellulo Top fit into? Is that one of the six meals?
Sometimes I switch out my last meal because my last meal is like egg whites and spinach, and I just can't yet.
What time are these meals happening?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, egg whites and spinach, but it's, like, the last meal of the day. How late is that?
So, usually I eat my breakfast at... I eat my breakfast at, like, probably, like, 5:30 in the morning, and it's six egg whites and oatmeal and blueberries. And then my meal two is at, like, 9. I try to put it at 9, and that's just a protein shake. And then lunch is meal three, and that's chicken, and that's at about, like, 11:30 noon. Meal four is before I go to the gym, like right when I'm leaving work. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty much eating cold chicken in the car on my way home. And then meal five is after I get done at the gym at like 7 o'clock. And then meal six is at like 9.
Okay.
It's supposed to be like 3 to 4 hours apart. But I mean, I'm driving a lot. Like it's hard
based on your schedule.
Do every 3 hours. So I just put it where I can.
When you drive, isn't it? It's like an hour drive to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, you'll eat the chicken in the car on the way home if you could. I just eat three times a day. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. And usually my dinners end up being kind of late because I go to the gym and stuff. And then if I'm going home or going to Corey's house or whatever, like waiting for him to get there or waiting for Grubhub to deliver or cooking together, you know, so it's like, I mean, that might change now a little bit. Now it's like summertime, you know, different schedules and stuff. But between lunch and dinner is a huge amount of time for me.
Well,
it's probably bad.
Before I started this stuff, like I used to, it's not like intermittent fasting so much as I just never ate until lunchtime. Like I never ate breakfast. I don't like eating breakfast. So yeah. I just never ate until like 11:30. And now I'm trying to like shove four meals in before I get to lunch now.
That's so crazy.
It's like, I'm just like sitting at my desk like, oh my God.
Are you a three meal a dayer, Carly?
No. So, I mean, I used to be, but whenever I hired my last nutrition coach, she was like, you're not eating enough and you're definitely not eating often enough. So I had to incorporate snacks whenever I was counting macros. But now with this new plan, I'm supposed to eat five times a day.
Okay.
Starting at 6:30 in the morning and going until 9:30 at night.
You wake up at 6:30, I assume?
I wake up at 5.
5. Oh, God. I would hate being a girl. I wake up at 6:30 and roll out the door by 7.
Yeah. But I get ready the night before.
Oh.
Because
I should really start doing that.
Because I shower and do my hair the night before. Because if I had to wake up and do my hair, I'd have to wake up at like 4.
Jeez.
To get my hair done before leaving for work.
And then,
so obviously, like, I don't follow the unwritten rule about not eating past 8 p.m. I feel like every diet plan is always like, don't eat past 8 p.m. or you'll gain instant weight.
I'm no scientist or anything, but I'm pretty sure that's been proven wrong.
Yeah.
Well, it's not true.
I feel like that rule came from the fact that people, like, snack before bed.
Yeah, it's just, like, a standard American diet. Like, you're eating potato chips before bed.
Yeah.
And not doing anything the rest of the next day
or
type of thing.
Ice cream that's not Halo Top or, like, you know. I feel like that's maybe where that rule came from. Again, not a clue. Making that up.
Yeah,
but
we're not professionals.
Yeah. As I sit here drinking my very healthy Monster Energy Zero Ultra drink. I think artificial sweeteners are bad. That's what the media and the world has told me. And I just chugged this 16 fluid ounce drink with artificial sweeteners in it. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's bad. And I just drink all this shit.
Yeah.
I saw a segment on Dr. Oz once that said they're bad and they keep you from losing weight.
Yeah.
Is that a sodium thing? I mean, this has 180 milligrams of sodium in it, and I don't know what you should be doing with sodium.
Who knows?
A friend who's sitting here listening to us do the podcast, Brandy Jackson. You can add her Facebook. She just said Dr. Oz is a crock of shit.
I won't lie, though. I do drink the occasional pop. I know I'm not supposed to, but some days I'm like, you know what? I just really want that Dr. Pepper. So.
Do you do Diet Dr. Pepper?
I do both. Sometimes diet. I actually like the taste of it, but with this new plan, I cannot do those little. I'm gonna grab a pop.
Those little things.
Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know. If I drink pop, I guess I don't like to do diet because I heard artificial sweeteners are bad, but also 58 grams of sugar is not good for you.
Yeah.
Because what is your daily limit? I think I just saw this the other day. Like, men is like
25 grams for women.
For women and like 35 for men.
Of sugar. That's
yeah.
it.
35 grams of sugar for men. And so in one Mountain Dew, I've just completely thrown all that out the window.
Yes.
I've already all broken that. And that doesn't mean that, like, includes me. That doesn't include, like, eating a slice of bread.
Yeah, all the other stuff that's in, like, processed food.
Hold on. A four-wheeler is driving past. God.
Okay. I, as my fellow podcasters would know, I'm, like, an Appalachian Mountain child. I love Mountain Dew. Love it. And I can't stop drinking it. But I switched to Monster, White Monster, Ultra Zero. And, like, there's nothing in it, really. But... Whenever I started to actually look at, like, the nutrition facts on a Mountain Dew versus, like, a White Monster, I was, like, horrified. So
I wonder what the
this
sodium...
White Monster is the only thing that's saving me from not drinking Mountain Dew, though.
I wonder what the sodium is on a diet Mountain Dew. I mean, we could Google it, but...
Probably. I'll look it up. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's kind of my general thing. I need to cut it out, though. Like, I used to not drink pop for the longest time. In the past couple months, I've drank it all the time. And so that's not good.
Yeah, and in my mind, I'm like, well, I'm not drinking alcohol. I can have this Dr. Pepper. But then one Dr. Pepper turns into
three or four.
Too many a week.
I don't – our next question is about protein bars and powder. I really don't do protein bars or powder. I mean, I actually have one of those because what self-respecting gay man doesn't have protein powder on top of his fridge? So I have, like, a whole thing of it, and I don't even use it. But –
I like Quest bars as far as protein bars go.
I hate Quest bars. I think
really,
really?
Had, there's so many better ones out there.
Have you had the chocolate chip cookie dough one?
Yeah,
though?
Yeah. Cookies
That's
and cream.
That's my favorite one.
I like cookies and cream.
Have you ever had the Optimum Nutrition cake bites?
No.
You have to try them. They're like desserts. But I don't like Quest bars because they're like grainy.
Oh, yeah.
But like there's like Combat. I eat like Combat Fit Crunch bars by... Oh, shit. What's his name? Michael
Company.
Irving or something. He's, like, on the Food Network channel.
Hmm.
He has a really good protein bar. But, like, everyone goes to Quest because that's what you hear first.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, if you want to, like, post about those bars somewhere, because I'll look into that.
Okay.
Or send me an email or something with them. Text message. And then the next one. So, like, obviously, it's everyone's own opinion what protein they like and don't like. So... That's just something you have to figure out for yourself.
Yeah, and you don't need...
And there's probably 800 people saying, that's terrible for you, that's good, this is good for you, that's terrible.
Yeah. I was going to say, you don't need protein shakes at all.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to get all your protein from...
Food.
But, I mean, it helps when you don't want to eat, like...
Chicken.
60 ounces of chicken a day.
Yeah.
So, do you... All right, there's no natural flow here.
Yeah.
Thoughts on pre-workout?
I've never taken it.
I take it all the time, and I'm obsessed with it.
I've never taken it. I've heard the amount of caffeine can be bad for your heart.
Oh, probably. I mean, I have a heart attack at the gym. I mean, it makes my face tingle, but whenever you work...
It makes
like,
my blood pressure drop.
I work 10 hours, and then I go to the gym at like 7 o'clock at night, and I have no energy to do anything, so I just take a shot of pre-workout and then do my thing, and then I'm up till midnight because... I have so much energy, but...
That's my friend at work. He takes it, and he started doing half a dose because he saw how much... He used to do a double, and then he just went to the regular dose, and then he was, like, researching about caffeine levels and all that crap. He's like, holy God, that's so much. So then he went to half a dose, and he's like, it still does it.
Yeah.
So are you not even doing, like, a full dose?
Well, I cycle off of it, so right now I'm not on it.
All right. Everybody hold for tractor. All right. We're going back on track now. Okay. I marked that. I was like, tractor and
so
burp.
I've never taken pre-workout, but a lot of my friends have, and they say that it makes them feel like their skin's crawling.
Yes, it does.
That weirds me
that
out.
That scares me, because this is totally off topic, but one time I went tanning, and I was acting like I knew what I was talking about when they were trying to sell me the tingling lotion. And I'm like, yeah, I'll try that. I'll use that. So you put this lotion on, right? And you're in there, and it literally feels like your skin is like burning off. And then you come out. And it's even worse when you get out. You're like beet red.
What's in it? like
methane? I don't know, but it stays that way for like an hour. So I thought I was like dying. I thought I was having an allergic reaction. And it tells you on the bottle like you're not allowed to shower for a few hours or something after it, or else
it reacts violently to water.
Yeah, so essentially, that's whatever I think of pre workout. I feel like I'd have the same sort of interaction that I had with the tingling tanning lotion.
So I take it, like I said, but I also cycle off of it. So like right now, my coach said that he suggested I take a fat burner. So I'm not taking a fat burner and a pre workout because that's just way too much. I don't want it.
It's the same thing.
Have a heart attack.
It's pretty much the same thing.
Okay.
So like I will have a heart attack. So I'm like cycling off of them.
I'm gonna have to go to GNC with a pen and a pencil.
I was just at GNC yesterday.
Tell me all about them. How much water do we each drink a day? My personal answer is not enough.
I try to drink a ton.
Carly said she drinks 8 12-ounce bottles per day.
Yeah.
And that's
a lot.
A ton, I think. Well, 12 ounce, that's baby size.
96 ounces. Yeah. What do they say you're supposed to?
Your body weight cut in half.
Divided by two.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So I should be having like... like 70 plus ounces of water.
Well, it's easy at my work because we had like a lead situation where we couldn't drink the water
like
out of
90 plus. I'm really bad at that.
But there is a lead situation at my work, so there are literally cases of bottled water all over our offices. So I just grab them by the handfuls and take them back to my desk because it's there.
Have to drink 1 to 2 gallons a day. I can't get in two yet. They said that it comes with time, but like I'm like sucking down the end of the gallon at the end of the night, like crying.
You have like a big crazy straw.
Like, no, I have like a little. I got it at Walmart. It's like a half gallon jug, and then that way I try to finish the first half like before lunchtime, and then the rest of it the rest of the day.
That's smart.
Which is still hard because I mean a gallon of water is a lot.
Yeah. I have an app on my computer at work that dings every hour, and I did it all last summer, but I'm trying to train myself to ding, okay, get up and go get water. Like, go get a bottle of water and try to finish it before the next hour.
Yeah. So I don't use a gallon jug, but I do buy those giant smart waters pretty often, and then I'll refill those because they're so big. So, like, when I finish one, I'm like, dang, that was a lot of water. So then I just refill it, and then it's like a sense of accomplishment whenever you can finish like 4 of those a day or something.
Do you guys drink water when you go out to eat or do you?
For the most part, I get a water with whatever else I'm drinking, no matter what. Like if I do order a pop, I get a water.
What's a healthy alternative?
Coffee and a water.
I mean, if I don't feel like drinking water, I'll do unsweetened tea and maybe toss in a little bit of sweetener. But I remember like last year I wasn't using sweetener at all in tea last summer. Yeah. So I think I'm going to get back into that.
I don't know if there's a substitute for water. Yeah. But yeah.
Just water with lemon helps.
Yeah, it does.
And also immensely. Like I have to do 2 scoops of BCAAs a day and 2 scoops of glutamine.
Yeah.
So I put my BCAAs in my half gallon and it's like right now I have blood orange.
What's
a
BCA?
It's
I don't even know.
Branched chain amino acids. It's for like recovery and stuff like that. God. It's just another supplement like you don't need, but it helps.
Oh, okay.
But like I put it in there so it doesn't taste like water. It tastes like blood orange. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Blood orange? Okay, it sounded weird. But yeah, so it's not like boring, I suppose.
Can you even eat out on your current plan?
No.
Can you go out
to
eat?
I'm not supposed to, no.
Do you go out to eat on your current nutrition plan, Carly?
So, no, we're not supposed to go out at all because she has everything all factored like out ahead of time.
Yeah.
And she's like, when you go out, you have no idea what sodium they are putting in your meals and all that stuff. So
I can tell if a meal's high in sodium when I go out to eat, if I feel like I want to die afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just like, oh, God, I feel like I'm like 3,000 pounds. Yeah. Like, and I just want to lay in the couch.
Up here in Clarion County, I have Applebee's, which is sodium central. So, like, I can't get, like,
not
ask
even
them
the
to
not meals?
Not really. Like, you can ask them, but they're still going to cook it in butter and oils and all kinds of stuff that you can't control. So, I can't necessarily
safely
take that
it.
Risk. Yeah. It's not worth it.
Well, like, Chris and I rarely go out to eat. We used to order takeout all the time, but we honestly haven't in a while. I think because of Blue Apron. So, and honestly,
that's
I don't even
do.
Miss going out to, but Blue Apron has a high sodium content.
Probably because it's shipped and all that
stuff.
I mean, man, I go out to eat so much, so I need to like, God.
I will say this
both
is about
these podcasts. Every podcast shines a light on all my bad habits. I'm like, God.
if you're like, it's funny because when you're like eating healthy for like the last 2 weeks, I've been doing this plan, and then we had pizza on Friday and I had two slices and my digestive system was wrecked. Like, I thought I was dying and I was like, what is wrong with me? And I was like, oh yeah, because I just ate
greasy
basically
pizza.
Yeah, drank grease. But it's just crazy how like once
when you're not used to it,
yeah, when you're not used to it, and then you're like, I can't stop shitting my pants.
Kind of the same thing. Like, I had McDonald's for the first time like 2 weeks ago, I think. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get McDonald's, like I haven't had it in so long. Yeah. Huge regret. I felt like I had the flu. I was so sick.
Ugh.
That whole night after I had it.
That's, I always feel so heavy. It's almost like a hangover.
Yeah.
Like, I almost feel hungover, yeah, after I eat, if I'm eating healthy and then eat a bad meal. Right now, I'm just eating all bad meals, so it's just like a constant, my life is,
yeah,
a hangover.
So I texted you guys like in the middle of the week, and I was like, I feel so lean right now. Like, I feel like great.
Yeah.
And after the last 2 days, because I had a bridal shower and a bachelorette party and stuff, and I literally, like, I just feel like I undid everything that I, like, just worked, yeah, on last week. So it kind of sucks, and now I have to get back into it.
Well, yeah, when I was doing really good, like, literally just, like, back in, like, January, I felt like I was, like, really good with the gym and, like, really good with my diet. And, like, I'd have one terrible meal and just be like, oh, I just completely undid everything. And, like, I guess I should be a little bit more, you know, the mental part of our podcast, like, cognizant that, okay, it's just one cheat meal. And then, like, the next morning I could feel fine, like, after it was, like, gone. But, well, and, like, drinking, I feel the same way, too. Like, I can feel – and that's something in general that I – after our sobriety podcast and in general, it's, like, the feelings of drinking that come along with it. And then the diet perspective. Like,
yeah.
I think I want to at least try to cut more of it out, if not completely quit altogether like you did, Carly. But I don't – like, I always try to eat with it, too, and that's a problem. Like, when I get, like, drinking and admittedly drunk – I'm going to eat food with it and probably terrible food because I'm at the bar that serves terrible food. And, like, so I never skip dinner on nights when I'm drinking because, A, I'd get drunk way too fast.
Yeah.
And B, because it makes me hungry. And I'm, like, a nervous eater and, like, I eat a lot.
So, like, obviously I went out last night for a bachelorette party and, like, I wanted to have a good time. I wanted everyone to have a good time. So I drank and then, like, I just – and this is maybe we can do like a guilt type of podcast on like food guilt and stuff because
lots
like I
guilt.
Woke up this morning. I was like, why? Like I wasn't, it was only me and the bride drinking really. And like, I was like, why did I just undo like all this work for like 5 or 6 beers? And like, I don't know. It just was, it didn't feel worth it. And like, I'm kind of like struggling with that today. Like
those
I'm just
feelings.
Mad
yeah.
that I
yeah.
did all that stuff.
Well, and I think especially the, it's not like you do that normally, you know?
Yes.
So it's like you have to – it's hard to get yourself in the right mental space. It's like some, my friend's getting married. You know, like I had fun for one night. Like it's okay. In the big picture of things, because you don't do it all the time, probably nothing happened at all. You know, but it's like you can't help but feel that guilt and that insanity.
Yeah.
And I literally just from a health perspective, I want to stop drinking. But also from a mental perspective, just because it – I don't know. It makes me not feel good. I mean, alcohol's a depressant, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like super
but now it's
unhappy.
Getting deep. so we going back a step to eating out too. When I went to visit a mutual friend of ours in San Francisco, she's vegan, and we went to like several vegan restaurants. Hi, Katie. And like, that was so much fun. That was awesome because it's like all the food tastes really good and it's healthy. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, debatably, we ate at this one fast food vegan place and it was that was called Veganburg. And it was, I don't know, some kind of burger I got that was fried, but it like tastes really good and it's vegan and all that good stuff. And then we ate at this other place and they have a thing called the Impossible Burger. And it's a vegetarian, it's a completely vegan burger. And it's, I guess it's scientifically created. Like, they assembled the proteins in a certain way. So it's like beef, but it's all plant-based.
Interesting.
Oh, my God. It was so
really?
Good. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, my God. I wish I could buy this by the box. Like, because I could do that. And so that's something I thought about. So I've tried to do the past couple weeks Meatless Monday. It's usually like a way for people to start getting into vegan or vegetarian diets. Yeah. So I was like, man, that's something kind of interesting. Like I could totally swing this if I could have an Impossible Burger all the time. So, okay, now back on track. Planning or prepping? So I used to meal prep, and I would only meal prep my lunches, like last summer. So I would do like a protein with a vegetable, and I didn't do any starch or anything like that. But God, it's hard. I wouldn't even do it every week because it's like hard to do.
So,
and get in that habit. Hold on. Hold for tractor.
Hold for tractor.
Hold on, let me put this in the notes. Tractor. Something, I might even just leave this stuff in.
So
it's funny. Meal prepping.
So this past week was the first week that I haven't meal prepped in probably close to 6 months.
That's impressive.
And I was so lost. I was like, what do I eat for breakfast? Like, what do I eat for lunch? Like, do I just go to Subway? Do I just go to Brugger's? So I ate like shit this past week because I knew I was in between diet plans, and I'm like, you know what, whatever. But I honestly
going off the rails.
Yeah, but now I'm like, I feel like hell. But I'm also sick, so that's why I sound like this. But I don't know. It all ties in together. It all comes full circle because now that I'm sober, I'm not going out on Saturday nights. If I was hungover on Sunday, there is no way in hell I would meal prep. No way.
That's probably like. The biggest reason I'm not meal prepping is because I'm going out on Saturdays.
Sorry. Sundays is usually like my favorite day of the week because I usually wake up and I take my dog for like a hike or a walk or something. And then I go grocery shopping and then I meal prep. And it's just like a good, relaxing day for me.
I love Sundays.
Yeah. And like I have everything in line for the week. And I know I'm not going to like – I'm going to like stay, whatever, stay
yeah.
on track.
Which
speaking to that, and now that I work for a big company, we have a ton of lunch meetings. So
do they give you food at lunch meetings?
Yeah. So we had pizza and salad a couple weeks ago, and normally I would just get the pizza and like no salad, but this time I was like, all right, I'm gonna have a bigger salad and like a small sliver of pizza.
Yeah.
So it like evens out and it's not that bad for me. I mean, obviously pizza's not good for you, but for me to get a bigger salad, it's like I'm making more health conscious.
You're like, yeah, I can have a slice of pizza, but get a big salad to fill up.
And
yeah.
even if they were offering something that didn't have a healthy option, I would have my meal prep there in the fridge.
Ready to go.
So it's just literally all about planning. Like, there's no way you can succeed in a fitness plan or anything if you don't
if you don't plan for it.
Yeah, because you can't – unless, like, for you, you pick the healthy options at work, but that's got to get expensive. So
oh, it is. Trust
so
me.
So, like, if you can save some money by prepping ahead of time – then you have your meals figured out for the week, and then
you don't
you really
have to think about it.
Yeah.
My biggest thing might be easier for me because I also have – well, not anymore. So the summer will be easier, but, like, during the wintertime, I have volleyball and dodgeball on Sundays. So I can't do it Sunday. So it's like, well, dummy, maybe I should do it on Saturday, you know?
Yeah.
And then on Monday, I think another easy thing to do, take all five lunches in. And put them in
and
the work fridge.
Have them, yeah.
Because then it's like, those are the biggest things. Like, oh, I forgot my lunch at home. Da da da.
Yeah.
It's like,
you guys should, see my
I
lunch pail.
I should fight against my own laziness here and like be smarter.
My lunch pail daily. Like, I have to get a bigger lunch pail because I have to take five meals to work in my shaker, a thing of protein, a thing of BCAAs. I usually have a Monster, my gallon jug, and I carry that all into work. And
like a pack meal walking a mile into the tunnels.
Sam, I wanted to ask you, when you do your shakes, do you always make smoothies or do you just do like the powder and a liquid?
I'm only allowed to have it with water.
Okay.
Ew,
so
that's why I drink a bunch of weird flavors, because if I just drink plain like vanilla or
over,
chocolate with
over,
water,
over.
Yes, I'll lose my mind.
Because I think that's what mine's going to be.
But I always put like ice in it, so it's like super cold.
Yeah.
Like I have to have it like really cold.
Helpful.
I can't have it like – and. I've also done, like, you put it in, and then you put it in the freezer for, like, 5 to 10 minutes, and then
and
that way, like,
cold.
Freezes a little bit.
So the girl in the cube next to me has one of those personal, like, smoothie maker things where it's literally, like, the shaker cup on the base. She just got it for $10 at, like, I don't know, Home Goods or something. And she just makes them right at her desk, so then
that
she has her protein
sounds disruptive.
Smoothie. It's really, it's not even loud.
Really?
I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I want to get one for myself to take in there. But I figure starting out, I'll probably just do the liquid, just water and the protein.
Oh, God. I got to get more. I got to get another shaker bottle because I keep losing mine. So I got to get another one and start.
I just bought one yesterday.
You guys always inspire me. After we do a podcast, I'm healthy for at least 24 hours afterwards.
So, yeah, planning is everything. I mean, yeah, if you don't have a plan, you're basically setting yourself up for failure, which was me this week. Like, I literally had Burger King breakfast 3 days this week, which is terrible. But
like driving into work?
It's literally right next to my office building downtown. They put one in on Smithfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, catty corner, you walk out, it's right
there.
Wait,
where do you work now?
On 7th in Smithfield.
Oh, I thought you didn't work downtown anymore.
Yeah, I'm still down there.
I thought you were on the north side for some reason.
No. I park on the north
side. We have to get lunch together because I was like literally in depression. I was like, oh, I can't get lunch with Carly anymore.
No, I'm definitely still down there. And it's, speaking of lunch, I went to Earth. Have you been to Earth Inspired Salads?
Is that by Market Square?
There's two of them.
Sounds good.
There's one by me on William Penn Place, and there's one by Market Square. Amazing.
I think I went one time a really long time ago when I wasn't into salads as much as I am now.
I had this – so finally a place understands that not everyone in the world likes salad dressing. And I had this one the other day called like Hidden Tiger Crouching Chicken or something like that. And it had like edamame, carrots, radishes,
tiger
chicken,
fur.
Like some weird noodle.
That's the hidden tiger part.
And then olive oil and lime juice was the dressing.
Oh, that's good.
That was amazing. It was so refreshing.
Like that's maybe what I need – yeah.
So if you want to go to Earth.
What is it? Let's go to Earth. Yeah.
But let's keep our lunch dates to Fridays only.
Oh, that's fine.
So we'll have a solid 4 days of...
of healthy food.
4 days
I'm,
of
I'm perfectly
prep.
Fine with, like, let's get something healthy on Fridays, too, if we eat together. Sorry, Sam. Awesome. You can drive down to Pittsburgh and do lunch with us if you want.
Okay.
But yeah, it's bomb.
Or move to Pittsburgh.
I try every day. So yeah, we already touched on clean eating versus if it fits your macros.
For meal prepping, I just wanted to say, like, I hate leftovers. So, like, it's really hard for me to, like, do a whole week of chicken and stuff because it just grosses me out. So, I'd usually do, like, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I put more chicken in the crock pot and then do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
So, yeah. Dana, my new nutrition coach / trainer, she heard her husband take turns. So, I don't know if you and Scott could do that. Chris will not meal prep with me. There's no way.
Does he eat any of those meals with you, or just like would he eat the Blue Apron with you?
Yeah, he eats Blue Apron with me. But so she does Sunday through Wednesday's meals, and then he does Thursday through Saturday.
That's a good idea.
They split it up.
That's cool. That makes it like easier.
Yeah. So if you have a partner or something, and you can take turns on who makes your prep.
I'll make Corey make all my food. How do you incorporate snacks eating between meals when you are hungry? I go to the vending machine and get candy bars and chips. So, need a bug on you. I got it.
I pretty much only snack on applesauce and string cheese, low-fat string cheese from Trader Joe's.
I need to get some more. That should be a good snack for me, string cheese. Man, we already covered protein shakes. We doubled up on questions here. Whoops.
My snacks, like, I have so many meals that I don't even want to eat a snack.
Yeah.
So, like, my snack is, like, forcing down a protein shake. For right now, I'm sure I'll get more hungry once I'm like eating, like I get used to eating this much food. Mm-hmm. They said that usually you'll start getting hungry for more, but like as of right now, I'm just like crying and drinking a protein shake at my desk.
So we posted on the Facebook that we were gonna do a nutrition podcast because nutrition's like that topic that everyone needs to talk about, but no one wants to talk about, and like we're not professionals by any means.
Nor have we done any research.
Yeah. No. And
we didn't do any research for this.
Former nutrition coach come on here and talk to us, but I just switched over to a new one and I didn't want her to feel obligated to come on. So we reached out to our community on Facebook and asked if anyone had any questions. And Laura Gedman commented and asked how we feel about cheat meals. With my new plan, we're not supposed to do any cheat meals, at least for the first 3 weeks. And then after that, we can incorporate like one dessert, I think she said. But she said we could talk about like that once we get to that point. So I guess at least on my end, there won't be any cheat meals. What about you, Sam?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to have any for at least 2 weeks. And obviously yesterday I had alcohol and stuff like that. But I don't like... I'm not a big fan of, like, the word cheat meals because I feel like it's, like, almost, like, disordered, like, oh, you're eating good. I like good versus bad. Like, I don't like the way that the terms are. So, like, if you're – it's not like a cheat meal. Like, you're just eating something to be happy. Like, you're just feeling good about it. So it's not like a cheat. You're not
like
cheating
yourself. Like a reward
yourself.
Meal.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you worked this hard. Like, I'm going to have one thing I'm not supposed to have.
Yes.
That's my cheat meals. My thing I always did was eat healthy Monday through Friday and then kind of go off the rails Saturday, Sunday, which worked, but to some extent, but also didn't on another level. So I need... I think I need to better label what's a reward meal and what's a healthy meal.
And also, like, it's like you're saying, like, you're eating healthy and then you're just going gung-ho, like, all weekend long, which is kind of like, is it really, like,
cheat day, cheat day, cheat? No, it's not. Let me tell you right off the bat, it's definitely not good what I'm doing. So, yeah, like, that was, like, a 2 whole days a week that I would do that. But Laura's second part of her question, if you partake, how many do you do per week? I would do... like, let's say at least 6 meals on the weekends, but...
yeah, because it would be all weekend.
2 whole days, yeah. But now, you know, I'm going to... now that Spartan training starts next week, and, like, I'm going to try to get out of that. And she also asked, how do you cut out diet pop? The biggest thing for me is if you, like, want... you have that craving so bad, like, okay, you can have it, but first drink a bottle of water. And that usually all the time, like, I'm dehydrated or something. Yeah. That's what it really is. So I drink the bottle of water and I'm like, okay, I don't need it anymore. I don't have that. It's literally an addiction, I think. So it's like.
So as far as diet pop goes, like I mentioned earlier, I'll have the occasional pop here and there, but I need to cut it out entirely. So that's just going to be like cold turkey tomorrow. But one alternative to diet pop would be like those things that you put in your water, like pink lemonade or Mio or something like that.
So I Mio a lot.
If you need like a, if you need a sweet drink or something that's not pop.
Does Mio have artificial sweetener in it? I'm sure it does. I just don't know what it is, like what kind of artificial sweetener. But it does help. It's a sweet thing to do at least. And it's probably not as much as you have in Diet Pop. So it's better for you than Diet Pop. I don't know. I just, like right now, that I just drank this Monster, I'm so thirsty. Yeah. It's because of all the sodium that was in this thing. Like, I need water.
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 Yeah, but thank you, Laura, for your questions.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
And I know...
we're trying to bulk up our social media presence. We're working on ordering shirts, so that's something new going on in the near future. So you guys will just have to stay tuned for updates on that.
So before we wrap it up, I want to talk to, like, we talked a lot of, like, technique and the stuff we do, but I feel like we didn't touch a lot on, like, the mental aspect as far as this goes in this one. So, and I'm, like, a hugely emotional eater. Like, if I'm stressed out, chances are I'm going to be eating terrible food for me, or, like, with candy, too. Like, I always want candy, and it's especially when I'm stressed out and, like, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is to make that, to try and fix that. Maybe it's like, okay, like, just like I do with Diet Pop, maybe I should, like, okay, you can have a candy bar if you drink a bottle of water first.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe by the time I drink the bottle of water, I'll have gotten over that feeling.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's going to be the hard part now that I'm trying to cut out pop again and Spartan training stopping. It's so hard to stop drinking pop because it's like all you want is a freaking pop or like all I want is candy.
Yeah, I've noticed that
it's an addiction.
Like I like fizzy drinks because they're filling and that's why like I switched to Monster and like I drink like flavored water and stuff like that, like the fizzy ones. But like Mountain Dew, like I used to justify like, oh, I have a headache, I'll just drink a Mountain Dew because it's probably caffeine. That's why I'm not drinking. Or like if my stomach was upset, like, I feel like I felt like fizzy pop. Like, I don't like ginger ale. So I was like, oh, just drink a Mountain Dew because it'll make my stomach feel better. That makes no fucking sense. So, like, it's just crazy, like, what you justify doing something as and, like, doing, like, drinking all this pop. I used to drink, like, a liter a day.
Well, yeah, like, post-grad, like, I would always have to have a 24-pack of pop in the fridge. Like, always. And I was old enough to drink. Like, I never had beer in my fridge. I always had pop. It's like, God, like, I'm, like, literally, like, internally a little bit afraid that I might get diabetes. Like, I this is probably completely unfounded, but I'm like, God, I got to cut out sugar before I get diabetes. The diabetes.
You do love candy.
So you're saying I'm going to have diabetes?
No, no, but whenever we'd go to lunch, like, we'd have to stop at Katie's candy after every lunch.
I still do that now. I keep that.
And it's such a small store. I just stand outside, like,
and watch me, like, wade through 80 people to get to the candy.
And he'd come out and give me a peppermint patty.
This was, like, 2 Fridays ago. This wasn't, like, when I was overweight. This is now. This is today. All right. So, we've sufficiently barely covered the topic. I feel great about it.
Little research as possible. We told you what we thought.
And I'm sure we set goals in the last episode, and I can't remember mine, and I'm too embarrassed to go back and look and see what it is.
I think mine was just hit my macro numbers, but I'm not counting macros anymore, so...
I'm literally going to the sobriety doc to see what, like, we put.
I know you haven't started your like meal plan yet, but I'm interested to see, like, how you feel versus, like, counting macros versus doing a meal plan, because they are completely different and people will swear by one or the other.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to do both.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So my goal last month was no pop or alcohol during the week and no binging. Well, I failed everybody really bad. I did all of that. All right.
Sam,
it's okay.
Hit her
mentally
goal.
I can't beat myself up over it. I just gotta pick myself back up and go.
Sam's was get back into the gym regularly and get a coach.
Oh,
and you did both of those things.
I did both of those. Yes. And
yay.
Going to the gym.
At least somebody's doing something.
Yeah.
It's not me, but Carly, you were hit macros, but you quit counting macros.
Yeah, my food goals and my meal prep. I mean, I still
your meal prep's
prep,
going
so.
Good. Yeah. So
the whole powerlifting thing's going
yeah.
good.
Yeah. I'm really excited that Spartan training's starting again because now I officially have a goal, you know, it's like, okay, like there's this thing that's happening regularly and like I can get back into it. I should ask Frank. I should ask the trainer if he like wants to be, one of our future episode ideas was about, Spartan racing. So maybe if we have an obstacle podcast, is that about obstacle racing or is that?
that's you.
So,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Obstacle racing podcast. Let me put that because it's just obstacle
I
podcast.
Like at the end of our podcast, we really just try to work through the things that we should probably do off
like
air.
Outside of a podcast. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe I'll ask, we'll talk about that.
Keep it on this one.
It'll be fun.
So,
looking forward.
Yeah, so our next one, we're going to do it on like maintaining your life transitions through like high school to college, college to the real life, like how you stay on track.
The cost of staying on track.
Yeah, and then we're going to mention, too, how much of a investment it truly is to do all of this. So.
Yeah. I think we can talk about this
but
in
it's
next
worth
podcast,
it.
But I think you can do it on the cheap, but
yeah, like
you got a lot of self.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna bring, I think Natalie will come on to the
cool. The
next one.
Natalie's a friend of ours
and
from high school.
Just and yesterday she said all I need is a pair of tennis shoes because she just runs all the time and she's in great shape.
Put that
so.
On a t-shirt.
All
right. Okay, bye guys.
Bye.
We're gonna stop harassing you now.
Well, stay tuned because we're getting shirts made. So.
Follow us on Broken to Barbell on everything,
on everything.
Except for Twitter because we never post on there.
Yeah. Don't even look at the
Twitter.
Maybe
someday.
I think we have 3 followers and it's us 3.
All right, good.
All right,
bye.
Bye.